Rangers Ward. Councillor Brett Owen, Deputy Mayor, 0418 993 370. b.owen at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jeff Springfield, 0427 383 810. j.springfield at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, 0427 135 879. l.wilmot at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Cockatoo to Gembrook Multi-Use Trail Complete. The Cockatoo to Gembrook section of the Eastern Dandenong Ranges Trail is now substantially complete, adding to the Emerald to Cockatoo section that goes through Emerald Lake Park and Wright State Forest. The multi-use trail provides excellent facilities in the Hills Townships for walkers, runners and cyclists. Many residents have already been out enjoying the open sections. When completed, the full trail will link the towns of Emerald, Cockatoo and Gembrook, and ultimately to Belgrave via other path networks. The trails offer significant tourist value and attract a high number of users to the region, benefiting our small communities in the hills, as well as attractions in the area, such as Puffing Billy. Multi-use trails help to better connect local destinations and provide great opportunities for residents to enjoy recreational activities in the outdoors. Picture caption: a scenic stretch of the Cockatoo to Gembrook Trail alongside Station Road in Gembrook. Things get moving at Hills Hub. After many years of planning and working with the community, a building contractor has been appointed and site establishment works have begun at Hills Hub. The Emerald Community Hub will integrate a range of community groups and programs, including a multi-purpose community space, Emerald U3A, Emerald Men's Shed, 3MDR, Community Radio Station, Emerald Toy Library, and the Eastern Dandenong Ranges Project Group, enabling and supporting various volunteer and community initiatives. Consolidating these community groups under one roof will better connect people in the community, providing greater access to community activities, including skills-based learning. This project responds to emerging needs of local residents in Cockatoo, Emerald, Gembrook, and surrounding townships. Council is pleased to see works underway and acknowledges the community, stakeholders and contributors for their ongoing collaboration and perseverance. In particular, we thank the advisory group, who worked diligently to ensure the project moved forward, and the Emerald Mechanics Institute, who have managed programs at the existing hall for the community over the past 25 years. Picture caption: Councillor Letitia Wilmot and Councillor Brett Owen visit the site as works begin. VFL kicks off at Home Park. Earlier this year, the Richmond Tigers were in town for an open training session at Home Park, where fans and local kids were able to meet the players and see them put through their paces. The team hosted a junior football clinic for the kids as part of the training visit. Locals will also be able to enjoy two upcoming VFL games at Home Park, which is a great opportunity to watch AFL played at a high level without having to travel towards the city. Two VFL matches played at the ground last year attracted great crowd numbers, and even more spectators are expected this year. Recent upgrades to Home Park Recreation Reserve have increased facilities to the area. Spectators that attend upcoming VFL matches will benefit from the newly sealed car park and access roads, which allow for designated parking spaces and an increase in the site's parking capacity. Construction of a concrete skate park is also underway, opening up even more recreational activities for the community at the reserve. 2018 VFL matches at Home Park. Saturday the 19th of May, Richmond versus Sandringham. Saturday the 14th of July, Richmond versus North Melbourne. Picture caption: Richmond player Dustin Martin training at Home Park with the rest of the Tigers. New netball facility for Emerald. Emerald is set to get an improved netball facility at a new location that will provide better access for the community. Emerald Netball Club is currently based at Worrell Reserve in Emerald, and the move to new facilities on Pepe's land has received strong community support. The new Emerald Netball facility and the associated infrastructure will be constructed on Pepe's land in the northeast corner of the site, abutting Beaconsfield Emerald Road. Works on the site are well underway and will include a pavilion, 4 netball courts with lighting, car parking, and stormwater provisions. In addition, Beaconsfield Emerald Road will be widened next to the site in a later stage of the project to enable ease of access to the new facility. Emerald Netball Club will use the new netball facilities for training sessions, while Emerald Primary School and the wider community will be able to access the netball courts when they are not being used for competition. The community will benefit from the walking and cycling tracks on the site, as well as fitness equipment and off-lead dog areas. Council worked closely with Emerald Netball Club and Emerald Township Committee in the master planning stage of the project and will continue to work with key stakeholders as the project takes shape during the construction stage. Civil works are currently underway and are scheduled to be completed mid-year. Building works for the pavilion will commence shortly thereafter.